hymns that Bill Monroe recorded on Columbia Records made history, because everybody was talking about the guitar runs that Lester Platt was making on these beautiful hymns. And that's what started the doom pa ting tung and the guitar runs and all in bluegrass music. All of the hymns that's on Columbia, I'll Meet You in Church Sunday Morning, Old Crossroads Way, all those. If you ever get an album, listen to the guitar. It made Lester Platt famous. Except it wasn't Lester Platt. Guess who it was? On all of the hymns on Columbia, the guitar player was Chubby Wise. Did you know that? What I just told them? That you was a guitar player on all the Columbia records.
Yeah, that's right. I believe I was.
And who learned to play the guitar from you? Lester?
Lester Platt, I guess.
He showed him on the butt. He showed him. Because he'd been with Bill Monroe longer and had learned the time. So that's where Lester. And another quick story. Glenn Thompson used to work in Burlington on WBBB. And in 1945, he didn't have a job. He'd left Charlie Monroe in some places. He came here to Burlington, and for 2 weeks, he traveled with Glenn Thompson. And Bill Monroe needed a guitar player, and he sent a telegram to the radio station on Sunday. On Monday morning, Glenn Thompson got it and handed it to Lester Platt. And he read it from Bill Monroe, said, "I need you, and I want to hire you." And he left Burlington and went to Nashville and went to work with Bill Monroe. And that's how Lester Platt got with Bill Monroe. He found him here in Burlington. Right. Here's, and Chubby taught the fiddle players, he taught the guitar players the time. Mack Wiseman replaced Lester Platt, and Chubby played the fiddle on a song called Sweetheart of Mine, Can't You Hear Me Calling?
All right, cheers, yeah, get it in, fellas, right? Here we go.